TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hey, welcome into Thursday on Rush Hour Sports. Nate Gatter filling in for Matt Pauly tonight. Obviously with Sports Open Line as well. I'm Kevin Wheeler. How you doing, Nate? What's up, bud?
I'm good. How are you? You know what you saying it's a Thursday reminded me of?
What's that?
Last night I was doing the Missouri Tigers men's basketball win over Minnesota.
Yeah.
They had a huge second half, won by 23.
Say the first half was a little bleh.
And we went into our open. They roll the music. They roll the intro montage. Here we come up with the shot of Mizzou Arena. And I tell you very loud and proud, it's Tuesday night hoops in Columbia. It was very much not. It was Wednesday night hoops in Columbia. What can you do?
Nate, we've all been there, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, sometimes you just say something dumb, and it's okay because we're human beings and we do dumb things.
And the beautiful thing, Kevin, is when you're doing an SEC Network Plus digital stream that people have to sign into and nothing comes into it before on a linear channel, nobody's watching in the first 5 seconds anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that big of a deal. You don't have to worry about too much. All right, we got a busy show, man. We're going to talk some baseball, quite a bit of baseball, and we'll see. I may or may not have an MVP rant. Depends on whether or not
once you've said that, I think you may. I think it's May is the favorite there.
It depends on whether or not we get the news as to who won the American League MVP award, because it's, you know, it's pretty clear Ohtani's going to win in the National League.
I don't want to interrupt your flow, but let me ask you real quick, because I don't want that news to come out before I ask you this.
It'll take a minute or two, but go ahead.
Independent of who you would choose, because I know you would pick Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh is the MVP, yes.
If you had to put real American dollars out of Kevin Wheeler's bank account down on who will win, where would you go?
If I had no choice, like if you're asking me, would you bet on it? I wouldn't bet on it. But if you're saying you have no choice, you have to pick a side, I would bet that Aaron Judge is going to win because voters like pretty numbers and they don't understand context. But hopefully they'll prove me wrong.
They like Yankees,
but
too.
But I don't want... Yes, they love Yankees. Well, and because there are so many media outlets and writers that are on the East Coast, I mean, duh. I want to be wrong about it, but I'm going to hold off on the rant to see. Because if they do the right thing and they pick Cal Raleigh, I'm just going to be like handing out rose petals. I'm going to be like laying rose petals. Hey, good job, guys. You nailed it.
Got it. So you're kind of blackmailing them, or not blackmailing. You're threatening them. You're saying a rant is coming, but you can still get your way out of it.
I would love to threaten those that would not vote for the guy that should win the MVP. And it's kind of, you know, somebody pointed this out. We'll get off this topic in a second, but somebody pointed this out to me on Twitter today because I posted that on Twitter, and somebody pointed out like, yeah. He goes, basically, you know, this sounds like the argument for the people who don't think Yadier Molina is a Hall of Famer. I'm like, yes, That's exactly what the argument is. The value of a catcher is so much more than any other position when it comes to defense. So if offense is even close, the catcher's the more valuable guy. And, you know, you got a catcher who hits 60 home runs. Never happened before in the history of the sport. You know, most home runs by a switch hitter. I mean, this is a guy who did historic things offensively and has to squat 200 times a game. Had to catch and or block 18,000 pitches. Meanwhile, the guy in right field just stands there and waits for a ball to be hit to him. Different thing. And hopefully I will not have to rant about that. Hopefully we'll have a good solution to that. We are going to do a lot of baseball in the meantime. And I mentioned this, I don't think I mentioned it, but we're going to talk about the MLS schedule flip too. Because I think that seems like a pretty interesting story. And obviously, Nate, you know, you're one of our soccer guys. So I'm going to lean on you on that a little bit later on in the show. But what was fun was when we did this on Tuesday, we talked almost the entire hour about the financial structure in Major League Baseball and how do you get it to the point where you can raise the Pittsburghs and the, you know, the teams like that to a level where their payroll can be competitive with the big boys. Because we know that on the field you can be, but it's really hard. And it takes some luck and it takes some skill, but it's hard to do it. And it's hard to, and what's really hard is to maintain it. And we were kicking around some ideas. And one of the things that we talked about was, all right, Major League Baseball is going to expand. There will be two new teams at some point. I think it'll happen within the next 4 or 5 years. Probably right after they get this collective bargaining agreement done, they will actively begin that process. So that's going to be several billion dollars. I don't know what they're planning on charging for an expansion fee, but I'm going to bet that it's no less than $2 billion per franchise. Most franchises are worth more than that. So it might be higher than that. But the point here is that's a lot of money that can be used. And the reason I wanted to reintroduce this to us, because you and I were talking about that, but we really were just kind of spitballing, kicking it around. How do you level the playing field? And we brought that up. And we brought up, you, I think, brought up the specific topic of MLB buying out the local media deals of the big market teams, essentially buying those networks away from the Yankees and the Red Sox, and then having everything done under one roof where they can share that money equally to level the playing field. And when I talked to Derek Gould last night, he joined us live from the GM meetings. He talked about both of those things, but not like we were, which was just spitballing, but like reporting. He's talked to a lot of people who are saying these may be things that could happen, where if the big boys don't want to share more, maybe the solution is they don't get as much of the national money as the other teams, right? So they get to keep their local money. But instead of getting an equal share, maybe you get a 1/3 share of the national money, which means more money for the other guys. And what was encouraging to me with what I talked about with Derek last night was it seems like there are multiple paths that can solve this that don't involve forcing anything on the players, but it could still lead to a cap. You know, because one thing that the league could do if the revenues are more equal is sell. Hey, if it's a cap, that means there's the floor. That means you're all making more money as a whole. You're just not making more money at the top or whatever.
Which, again, we talked about this on Tuesday, but I think that's a big winning argument because the vast majority of guys are in the position where a floor helps them more than a cap hurts them. It's an important group of players,
yeah,
but a minority of players who are really affected by a cap.
Yeah. We had Scott on the stream said a salary cap is coming. Maybe. I don't care if it does either. I mean, I will. I don't care what players make. I just want a system that's going to be fair, but also not leaning too much towards ownership, because I don't pay to watch owners do anything. I pay to watch baseball players, and I'm okay with them making money. I don't care how much, but I do think that the important thing is the long-term sustainability of competitiveness, but it's not the cap that leads to competitiveness. It's the revenue sharing, which is why you and I spent 45 minutes talking about it Tuesday. They fix that with or without a cap, the sport is going to be more competitive, where teams like Minnesota, teams like Pittsburgh can sustain it. Because what we have now is a system, and this is another thing that Derek and I talked about last night. You have a system where, yeah, Kansas City can win the World Series. Yeah, Pittsburgh can make a run. Tampa can make runs to the World Series. But you can't keep it going for more than a few years, because as your players get more expensive, you don't have the ability. I think they all have the ability to do more than they do.
Right.
I would never deny that. Pittsburgh could spend $30 or $40 million more a year, no right. questions asked.
But they can't approach the Dodgers and the Mets unless Bob Nutting was going to spend $100 million a year out of his own pocket or more.
And they're not going to do that.
Right. Which, to be fair, no matter how, I mean, unless a guy had truly billions and billions and billions of dollars,
right.
I don't think, if I had, even if I had hundreds of millions, I don't think I'd want to blow 100 of it every single year just to try to keep up with a team in a much bigger market.
Yeah. And I think that there, it sounds like the ideas that we were kicking around are actually things being talked about, which is great. Because those are the real solutions.
It's clear that MLB is taking this seriously. And look, whether you like the changes that he's made or not, I think probably most people have mixed opinions in that they like some of them and don't like some of the other ones. I think it, basically everyone would have to concede that Rob Manfred, as commissioner of Major League Baseball, has been highly effective in accomplishing his goals. Whether you like his goals or not, it's a different conversation.
No,
but in terms of his ability to write things on a checklist and ultimately check off the box, I think he, when he set his mind to something, he's generally gotten it done.
Yeah, I don't. The main things I don't like about him, the one would be the he's too much of a labor lawyer because that's his background, and that to me has led to too much tension with the union. It shouldn't be that way. You need to be making deals, not just basically trying to force things. But I don't mind
He is very aggressively working for ownership in a way that I, and very publicly in a way that I'm not sure he needs to do.
That's correct. But then the guy that was before him was an owner. So, I mean, like, you know, we haven't really.
So maybe this is better.
Right. But I do, I think I've always liked the expanded playoffs. I've always liked, I didn't like the pitch clock before they did it. After they did it, I liked it pretty much right away. But the other ideas were all fine with me, too. I don't really love banning the shift because I don't think it actually helps. And we've seen that. It hasn't increased offense at all by doing it. I think what you have to do if you're going to ban the shift is ban outfield shifting, too, or limit it. Because that's where all the doubles and triples have gone to die. Because outfield positioning is so good that you can't. It's hard to get anything in unless you hit it over the fence, which contributes to the swing for the fences approach. All right, we're going to specifically switch to the Cardinals coming up next. The Cardinals are definitely chasing pitching. We talked about that last night with Derek Gould, and one of their guys is very popular in trade talks. And in fact, the Cardinals, very popular according to national reports. We'll get into some of that next up here on KMOX.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right, back in on Rush Hour Sports. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly. Matt will be back next week. At least that's according to the plan. Sounds like he's feeling better. I know if you guys follow Matt on Twitter, you know the full story. Matt's had a rough couple of days.
He's a trooper, man.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, you can pick up Matt at Matt Pauly on air. And he told a little bit of the story on there. He posted the picture of him in the emergency room.
I don't have that kind of stomach.
I mean, it's bad. Like when you see the picture, it looks like Matt got jumped at a bar and got the crap beat out of him. His face is all bloody, but he had a minor surgical thing just to correct a small thing that causes him to lose his voice once in a while. But there were some complications. And again, if you go to his Twitter account at Matt Pauly on there, you can see the picture. You can see the longer story. But he
typical Matt too, that he's only telling you the story so that he can compliment and praise someone else.
So when I say he may be back next week, he's probably going to be, but he is still in the hospital, at least as of when I texted him a little bit ago. But he's going to be okay. It's just, you know.
Yeah. So even if you already know the story, go to Matt's Twitter and just, you know, send him a nice message you know, and give him a little bit of encouragement. Not that he needs it, but I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a rough couple of days. I'm glad he's doing better. And he'll be back soon. And the reason he had an issue is he's a hemophiliac. So they had a bleeding issue that was a real problem, and they had to rush him to Barnes and for what was an outpatient minor thing. But he's okay. He's doing okay. And hopefully he'll be back next week. Just wanted to make sure now that he's put it out there publicly, I feel better saying it. I didn't say anything yesterday or the day before because, he hadn't put it out there yet. So glad it's out. Glad he's feeling better. But I don't know yet if he's going home, but it's supposed to be soon. Okay, real quick on the Cardinals. Talked about this with Derek Gould last night, Nate, and he wrote about it today in the Post-Dispatch. But the Cardinals are very popular in trade talks. I was listening to MLB Network Radio this morning. Mike Farron and Jim Duquette were talking about it. They had a whole segment on MLB Network Radio about how popular the Cardinals are in trade talks right now. And, you know, they have the kind of pieces that can help teams control, not super expensive. And the guy that everybody agrees is most in demand is Brendan Donovan because he fits every contender.
I mean, and Brendan Donovan, could fit. It feels like if you have a hole in your rotation, you could throw him out there. And he could get you 5 innings once in a while. You know, like it'd be tough to find a team where they say, no spot for Brendan Donovan here. And in general, we talked about this mostly from the angle of why would this be an attractive or exciting job for Chaim Bloom at this stage. But it applies equally to why other major league GMs would be interested in being in touch with the Cardinals and seeing what might be available, which is that the Cardinals, for a team that is likely not positioning itself to contend next year, the Cardinals have a very robust major league roster. There are a lot of players with talent.
They have a lot of proven, how would I put this? Because I don't want it to be demeaning. It's not. Proven secondary players. They're not stars, but they're the next level guys that good teams need. So if you had Arenado and Goldschmidt at the level they were a few years ago, guess what kind of team you had? You had a playoff team, right? If you had players at that level, you add these guys to it. These are players you need to win, but you need the stars, and that's what the Cardinals lack.
Exactly. So I think the Cardinals have a higher volume of players who are valuable in a trade or have some value in a trade for contenders than is typical for a team that's kind of positioned the way that they are. And I think it's possible as well that Chaim Bloom is a motivated seller because we don't know how he values every player on his team.
No, we're going to find out. Yeah.
You know, this is not any report. I'm just speculating. This is just a random example. For all we know, he could say, I think Brendan Donovan's a great player, but I'd value him at a 70 out of 100, and the league values him at an 82 now,
right,
so I'm going to move him, right? Because that's what trading is about. It's not about, I think this guy's bad, so I want to trade him,
no.
Or I think this guy's good, so I don't. It's how good does that guy think he is relative to what I think he is?
Yeah.
And Chaim Bloom, as a new guy who didn't bring in a lot of these players, is more likely to have a differing opinion.
It's also about what you have. The Cardinals have a lot of left-handed hitters who can play second base, third base, and left field. and DH. And J.J. Weatherholt will be here next year. J.J. Weatherholt is a stud. And when you look at what the Cardinals have been really good at developing over the last 10, 15 years, it's those kind of guys. They've always been good at a Donovan, a Tommy Edman. Like, they've always been good at that, at finding those types of players. And Weatherholt's bigger and better than both of those kind of guys as far as his upside. So you have organizational depth there. Plus, it's 2 years from free agency. It becomes a money issue. Do you want to spend that money on him? Sure. But if you don't, you have that much more money to spend on other things that you're going to need more than that particular player. And it's not a knock on Donovan. There's a reason he's popular. It's because he's really good. But he's only 2 years left, and it's going to get expensive to the point where for a I don't even want to say complimentary, for a very good, he made the All-Star team, you know? It's not like...
Right. Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say that Brendan Donovan... Can he be? It depends what you mean by primary player, right? Is he the best player or the second best player on a team that wins the World Series?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Can he be a
fifth best player?
Top five player on a team that wins the World Series? Probably.
He can bat in the top two spots for almost anybody.
Yes.
Because he gets on base.
Can he certainly be one of your three or four best hitters and on a World Series winning team? Without question. There is no doubt. So, yeah, I think it's fair to call him a primary player. Probably not the primary player. But I think certainly he could be in the top quartile of the roster on a World Series winning team.
Yeah, just looking at Toronto for the year, because I think that's a better comp than the Dodgers. The Dodgers are just freaks. You know, the Blue Jays had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that were better hitters than Donovan this year in terms of overall production. So, you know, that's kind of the point. But he's going to fit in the middle of that, not at the top of it. And you've got more guys coming, and he's going to get you something, which is the other part of this. All right, a little bit more baseball coming up, and then we're going to talk some MLS because it was a pretty big change in the schedule flip. Going from the spring to the fall, we'll talk about that with Nate a little bit later on, and a little more baseball coming up on KMOX.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back in on Rush Hour Sports. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly. Kevin Wheeler with you here. Obviously, top of the hour. Nate's got Sports Open Line. We'll get a little tease on that in just a bit. We'll talk about the MLS flipping their season, or their schedule, I should say, the way they play out the season. We'll do that in a couple minutes. A couple of quick last, you know, baseball thoughts. We were just kicking this around during the break. If you were watching the stream, you probably saw my mouth continue to move the whole time, which tends to happen even during DGS. I don't know. I'd like to fill the space. But I saw this earlier today on the Foul Territory podcast. That's Jimmy Hayes, Lance Lynn, Matt Holliday, Kyle Gibson. Today it was Jimmy Hayes and Kyle Gibson. And they had Ryan Helsley on. And Helsley said he expects to hear from the Cardinals this offseason, which is interesting. That doesn't mean that they're going to sign him. That doesn't mean that they're going to be the highest bidder. Because what we were doing during that break, or what I was doing, because I can't stop talking, is going through all of the contenders that would be guys, that teams that would be willing to take a chance on Helsley, who need a late inning reliever, if not a closer. So I don't know the Cardinals will be like the top candidate, but I thought it was interesting that he thinks they're going to reach out.
I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't at least be in the conversation, considering the fact that Ryan Helsley, despite the fact that it wasn't always smooth and never is for anybody, and that he was embroiled in trade rumors for the better part of 12 months. And he was always consistent in how much he enjoyed being in St. Louis and being a Cardinal. If anything, you know, I think with the messaging from him, in part because, you know, for a while there leading up, not all the way to the deadline, but for a while during the summer last year, it was looking like maybe the Cardinals wouldn't be sellers after all.
Yeah.
You know, Helsley, if anything, was indicating that he kind of hoped he wasn't traded and he'd kind of like to stay in St. Louis. So, you know, anytime you have a guy, I think, who's already been here, who obviously knows everybody in that clubhouse and on that coaching staff, and who is enthusiastic about the city and about the ball club, you know, you got to at least be in the know. You got to at least be included in the conversations that are going on and know if the number is doable. And, you know, and I think beyond that, it would indicate a measure of seriousness about this season. It would maybe be a decent chaser to the shot that might be trading. Not so much Nolan Arenado. I think Cardinals fans understand that time's probably coming.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's a Sonny Gray trade or if there's a Brendan Donovan trade, maybe Ryan Helsley helps a little bit to make up for that. Although, on the other hand, Wheels, maybe let me put it to you this way. If the Cardinals do trade Gray and trade Donovan, and obviously we expect them to trade Arenado, and now you're looking at a team that's kind of an offseason seller, not just kind of, they would be an offseason seller in that scenario. Does bringing in Helsley on a one-year deal really do anything for you? I mean, what's
gives you
the
another
point?
Trade piece of July,
I guess, and you're just paying
so
for
you're,
that.
You're buying for a potential trade return,
right?
And if he's good, Ryan Helsley, that return could be way better than it was last year. And last year, you got a guy in Jesus Baez who's one of your top 10 prospects according to a lot of the rankings group. So,
though, are the Cardinals in the business with the way they've managed payroll couple of years? Are they in the business of paying probably $15 million or more
yeah,
for
that's
a prospect?
The question. Yeah, that's the question. But you know, you're also getting some stability.
Yeah.
You're looking at cutting a payroll in a lot of other places if you're going to be trading, you know, a Sonny Gray.
That's
things
true.
Along
the way, spend the money somewhere.
And even Donovan doesn't make a lot, but you'll be saving money because he makes a lot more than the guys that'll replace him. All right, we'll pick back up in just a second. Let's get a check of traffic and see how things are looking on the roadways with Captain Roger Brand. All right, back in on Rush Hour Sports. Continuing on the baseball side, we'll switch over to MLS here in just a couple of minutes. But also thought it was interesting that we're getting a little bit more, like last night, Nate, when we talked to Derek Gould, a little bit more clarity on the kinds of pitchers the Cardinals are going to be looking at. Like, I mean, I think, you know, with him saying he expects to hear from the team, whether it's at that level or not, it's very clear the Cardinals are going to sign some kind of reliever. You know, they signed Maton last year. And that's kind of my thing is what we've heard from Heim Bloom has been more about that kind of guy and less about a $10, $12, $14 million closer. And I will say this, you asked a good question that I didn't take it in this direction. I'm going to take it in this direction. But when you asked, what's the benefit, right? What are you getting if you're not going to be a contender and you got the trade opportunity? But here's a little bit of the downside. If you're doing that, you're not giving Riley O'Brien, Matt Swanson, those guys the chance to see if they can be a closer on the cheap for the coming years.
Right, because you're definitely not going to pay $15 million or whatever it would cost, maybe more than that, to get Ryan Helsley for just 1 year and not put him in the ninth inning, right? That makes no sense.
You got to close him if you're going to bring him in.
Because you're paying for it, and because putting him anywhere but the ninth inning is not going to increase his trade value for the ultimate move of the deadline.
Correct.
So, no, I think that makes sense, too. Yeah, to me, I think I've been consistent with this. I think a lot of, and this is hardly a unique opinion to me. I just want to feel confident that there is a direction. I don't particularly care what the direction is. Yeah. If Heim Bloom looked around and said, you know what, we're not getting fair offers on our guys, and there are some dudes floating around in free agency or in the trade market who are undervalued, and ownership is empowering me to go get them, and I think I can turn this into a 90-win team that gets the Central next year, and then you're in the playoffs, and who knows, and he wanted to go for it, I could get on board with that. I mean, would it be my first choice? Is it what I would do if I were him? Maybe not, but it's impossible to know because he has eons more information than I have, right? So at a certain point, you have to trust the guy who's got all the information in front of him and a lot of expertise. On the other hand, if he says, I think it's in the best interest of the ball club over the long term in getting back to World Series contenders and not just a team knocking around hoping for a wild card, to move Sonny Gray and maybe move Brendan Donovan and, of course, move Nolan Arenado, I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah.
I just don't really want to split the difference. If you're going to split the difference, you got to do it surgically, right? It's got to be very precise, and you have to win pretty much every move by some margin in order to get something out of that. What you don't want to do is move a bunch of pieces around on the chessboard, cut like $10 to $20 million in payroll, and win 82 games.
Yeah, I don't care if you win 82, as long as it's with young guys or, you know, people that are going to be
part of that. Around, I know what you mean. Rearranging, deck chairs on the Titanic kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly right. Question here from Nick, and this will wrap up our baseball portion of this of Rush Hour Sports. Nick says he's back. Hey, welcome back. Nick's a regular. Nick in Salt Lake City said, wanted your thoughts on something. He said, I listened to Cardinals territory. We just referred to that. That's Jimmy Hayes, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, Matt Holliday, and again, different combinations of them on any given day. And he said that Lynn and Gibson said they think Pallante should be in the rotation next season. What are your thoughts? I'll just leave that up there on the screen for a second. I love those guys. That's a fun podcast, man. I really enjoy. I think Lance Lynn does a really good job on that, and he does a great job when he fills in on MLB Network Radio.
I wonder where you're going.
I'm a fan of those guys, and I trust their judgment on a player. I don't agree that it should be. You get what I'm saying there? Like, if it ends up that he goes to spring training and earns it, I'm cool with that. But last year was bad. It was really bad. And if he's not, I don't believe anybody on the rotation or anybody there should be on scholarship outside of a younger player. And he's relatively young. But what we saw last year, look, when you cannot command anything and you don't get swings and misses, it's hard for me to say I want to commit something to you. I'm open to it. So that's, I guess it's a minor disagreement. It's not a big disagreement. I wouldn't, you know, there was some talk. I think Matt's even brought it up. He thinks maybe a non-tender could be possible for Pallante. I don't think so, because I know they're looking for covering innings. They want to at least have options to make sure that they don't have to overwork young guys who may or may not be ready. You know, last year they thought some guys would be ready, and they got hurt, right? Quinn Matthews was a guy we thought might show up in 2025, but he got hurt, and that kind of messed up the season. So Pallante gives you some coverage, gives you some insurance. So I don't want to get rid of him, but I also wouldn't say he's in my rotation next year. I would say he's got to come into spring training and be one of the five best guys and earn it.
Especially because with him in particular, I don't think there's a lot of downside in bringing him into spring training and seeing how it goes.
Right.
Because even if he doesn't get a spot in the rotation, it's not like, well, now we got to DFA him or otherwise take pennies on the dollar or try to get him to Memphis. Because you can put him as, like, you know, the seventh, eighth guy out of your bullpen who's going to eat two or three innings for you when you need it, spot start here and there, whatever. And he can be that guy.
He can be, and I was going to say like Matt's, but Matt's is actually better than...
Matt's is better, but he can fill that role. And what I'll say additionally is I still think there are things to like about him. And although last year was not good, the year before was pretty solid, especially given his age and his cost.
Yeah,
and
for so half the year.
If you even split the difference, if you get a guy who's pitching to like a 4.3, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with a relatively inexpensive 27-year-old pitching to a 4.3 in your number 4 or 5 spot in your rotation. The problem is the Cardinals have too many guys who are pitching to that 4 to 4.5. That's been the issue for a while now. But Pallante in a vacuum, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think it's fair to condemn him to be the 2025 Pallante forever if we're not going to account for also the moments in 2024 when he was really good for stretches of the year.
Yeah, he just has to command his fastball. He throws it down the middle too much. And, you know, it's kind of like the Helsley thing, except he doesn't have the wipeout slider to get him out of trouble. So, again, it's not he's 27. It's not about closing the book and saying goodbye. It's more of, hey, you're coming off a pretty terrible year. And your biggest issue is commanding your pitches. If you can't command your pitches, it's going to be hard. So it's just more about the guarantee versus the concept. I'm fine if he's back, if he comes in and pitches well and he beats out the other guys. We got to take a quick...
One other thing on that. Whether it's Pallante or any other player, I want every fan who says, I've had enough of ex-Cardinal, they should have to tattoo that somewhere on their body, and they can't take it back if the guy goes somewhere else and is great, and they say, oh, can you believe we got rid of that guy? I can't believe it.
Yeah, there's a little... Well, some of those were involuntary departures. They're a lot different between the guys that you want to leave versus the guys that get traded away. All right, real quick, we're going to go over the changes in the MLS with Nate coming up next here on KMOX. All right, back in on Rush Hour Sports. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly. Kevin Wheeler with you here. Nate, you got Sports Open Line coming up. What's on tonight?
We're going to do some Mizzou basketball. Drew King from Power Mizzou. SLU men's soccer in the A-10 championship game on Sunday. Kevin Kalish, head coach of the Billikens, will be with us. Blair Kirkhoff covers the Chiefs. Kansas City Star talking about that. We'll do some more Cardinals offseason storylines with our trusty producer, Kyle Sixta.
Nice.
And I'm going to talk a little bit as well about a story that was really bigger in the news last week, which is the Michigan-USC standoff with the Big Ten over potential multi-billion dollar private equity investment. I think that's an interesting story.
I hate that idea.
I think it's a very interesting story, mainly in how silly it is to think that private equity is interested in spending billions of dollars on a Big Ten that doesn't include Michigan and Southern Cal.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating. All right, so we don't have that much time, so quick snapshot. I'm sure you'll get to this a little bit tonight, too. What do you make, as the resident soccer guy, of the MLS flipping the schedule? So they're going to be going summer to spring. And I think it makes sense. What they're doing is just lining up with the rest of the sport across the world, right?
I think it comes with obvious downsides. The most plain one is the number of northern markets they have that will now be playing in really rough weather and how that's going to make it difficult to get people out. Are you interested in going to a soccer game in Minnesota in December or January? Maybe not. Now, there are ways to be creative. The league might go to some kind of winter break. They have that in Germany where they upwards of a month off around the holidays, primarily because of weather and wanting to avoid the worst of the winter.
Yep.
You can also be creative with scheduling and try for those true northernmost teams.
Get them in the south.
Your Minnesota teams.
Give them the early games and the late games. Yeah.
Maybe it's two or three road games on either side of a winter break, and now their home game break stretches over 2 months, and you've taken out a significant chunk of the worst part of the schedule. So they're going to...
We don't want to see MLS in the snow?
Well, a little bit can be fun. But you don't want to do it every day for 3 months. No. And I think they'll have a lot of time to get ready for this because it's not going to be starting next August. It's going to be August of 27.
Right.
Well, we'll see exactly when they... I think it's not out of the question they decide to start like late July maybe, which would still be a little off the rest of the world, but would buy them
enough.
A little more time until the winter. We'll see exactly how they do it. But they'll have time to prepare and they'll know what they're doing. The upsides are what you mentioned. The most obvious one is aligning with the rest of the soccer calendar, which roughly plays the school year.
This is a lot of it is about like the transfer windows and things along those lines.
MLS suffers from the fact that their primary transfer window is in the winter. Europe has a summer transfer window in June and July, and then they have a winter transfer window in the month of January. And MLS would rather use that January window because that's their offseason. Get guys in, they can go through preseason training, hit the ground running. But that's generally European teams. That's difficult for them.
Midseason,
unless a player is out of the plans and is not important to them, they don't generally want to make that move.
Yeah.
The one other thing I would say is I just think there's limited downside because people will talk about going up against football and you want to avoid that by playing in the summer. Well, by playing in the summer, MLS play their postseason in October, November, into December, and they go against the busiest time in the sports calendar, college football, the NFL, the NBA starting, college basketball now underway. They're competing against everybody at the biggest TV viewership time of their year, in theory, which is the playoffs and MLS Cup.
Yeah, and in the spring, you would have a lot better.
Much better. They're looking at finishing in April, May or so, which is the softest point of TV sports calendar.
Absolutely. All right, buddy, have fun tonight.
I will do
my
best.
Good to see you. That's Nate Gatter. He's got Sports Open Line for Matt Pauly coming up after the news right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.